We're in Ankeny, Iowa today, visiting the offices of the Iowa Biodiesel Board, talking with Randy Olson, Executive Director of the Iowa Biodiesel Board. Randy, let's talk about usage of biodiesel in the state of Iowa and understand it's been very positive and you'd like to see it get better.
Absolutely, Ken. Thanks for the opportunity. The biodiesel industry is strong in the state of Iowa. We've seen an increase in usage across the state, particularly along our interstate systems. We do see some opportunities for improvement, though, and that's in the farm sector. We see only about 30% of Iowa's distributors offering biodiesel in the farm, and we're asking farmers this spring season to consider asking their distributors for biodiesel blends to be delivered for their spring fill. It's really a win-win all the way around, and they're positive blending economics.
Okay, is it as simple as that, the farmer just asking for it, or I imagine you're also working on the other side of the equation as well?
Well, there's no question that there's many steps to the puzzle. It can be as simple as just the farmer asking his distributor for it. But in some cases, a distributor hasn't been as up to speed on all the tax credits and the pricing mechanisms available for biodiesel. And so we certainly provide that resource, encourage folks to contact us at iowabiodiesel.org if they've got questions, and we can follow up. Each situation is a little bit different. We see pockets in the state that have very progressive distributors that have been blending biodiesel, and we have other pockets of the state that maybe we've been caught in some old habits or just haven't taken a look at the current economics of biodiesel today. But they're really positive, and we think it's something to be touting our horn about.
Where would you like to see biodiesel be in the future?
Well, we think we've got a sustainable, reasonable plan for growth for the industry. Every year, we, as an industry, on a national basis, assess what our feedstock capabilities are. That would be how much soybean oil there is, how many animal fats, how much corn oil is coming off of ethanol plants. Really analyze the available fats and oils in the market. Analyze our production capacity across the country, and we make a recommendation to the EPA on what the target volume should be for the renewable fuel standard. That proved successful this past year. We raised the target from 1 billion gallons up to 1.28 billion gallons for 2013. It's a responsible, sustainable growth, and it won't impact the food supply. And so we're confident that we can continue to show those metrics and dynamics. We achieved our target and exceeded our target of 1 billion gallons last year to 1.1 billion gallons. We have confidence we're going to hit 1.28 as an industry this year, and we're looking for continued growth.
Of course, there's been a lot of debate about ethanol and the renewable fuel standard. Does biodiesel kind of get lumped into that, or you have to try to keep telling your story that, hey, we're separate here?
Well, there's no question there are differences in the fuels, different markets, consumers, different feedstocks, different processes, and different politics as well. Ethanol has been very successful, though. There's no question that we should all be proud of our nation's ethanol industry. We should be proud of the fact that it's displaced about 10% of our nation's gasoline supply. But the fact of the matter is biodiesel is a much younger fuel, a much smaller fuel, but equally important in our eyes to the economies of the upper Midwest. Biodiesel adds value to our row crop farmers by the use of soybean oil and even the use now of corn oil out of the ethanol plants in the back end. It also provides benefit to livestock farmers in the upper Midwest because we see increased carcass values. We're using process parts from the slaughterhouses to turn into biodiesel. We're also seeing a reduction in meal prices as a result of the added value for soybean oil, and that provides a more cost-effective meal for livestock producers. So biodiesel is really a win-win-win all the way around. We hope to be as successful in terms of market share and volumes as ethanol someday, but we're certainly not going to be tens of billions of gallons anytime soon.
You mentioned the corn oil from ethanol plants, and this is a fairly recent development. How important has that been to the biodiesel industry?
Well, it's been very important to the biodiesel industry as an added feedstock. The more fats and oils, the better it is for our biodiesel producers. But maybe even more importantly, Ken, is the value that it provides to the ethanol operations. We've seen several cents per gallon return for the ethanol plants for this corn oil that they're pulling off. And I've been told that in some cases last year, it was the difference between making money or not making money in a particular ethanol plant across the state of Iowa. So I certainly don't get involved day-to-day on the ethanol economics, but I've understood that it's very, very important to their bottom line as well.